This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Cabo Jim Schaller.
Welcome, Good Neighbors, episode number 119 of the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. Today we have Good Neighbor Mark Jones from Alliance Financial Group. Mark, welcome.
Thank you, Jim. I really appreciate that. Really appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Excited to learn a little bit more about what you do and share it with our listeners. So let's start off by doing just that.
All right. Yeah, sounds good. So, I mean, a little bit about me, because I believe in introducing the man behind the profession first. Mark Jones. I am a big fan. It's family, faith, and work. You know, those are kind of where I live my life. I'm married to an awesome woman. We are going to be celebrating 10 years this May.
Wow! I've congrats. Got a family.
Thank you, man. You want to talk about some good financial training? 10 years of marriage, we'll do that to you.
Absolutely, right? Right.
we are blessed to have 4 kids, one on the way. It's been an awesome ride, both personally and professionally. Which professionally, what I do is I'm a finance professional. So I like to describe it as I sit down with my neighbors here in Fort Myers, Collier County, Southwest Florida is where majority of my clients are, and I co-author a financial strategy with them. And that's tools to maximize what your rate of savings is, tools to look at your income protection, and tools for income growth as well.
That is great. That is great. So let's back up a little bit. How did you get involved in this industry?
That is a good question. So I don't believe that anything happens by accident, all part of a bigger plan, but I definitely didn't realize the plan. Back in 2016, I got my insurance license because I was a young sales professional. I was looking to improve my knowledge and get a really well-rounded perspective of the world in general. And I met an insurance broker who was incredibly knowledgeable. She still lives and works here in Southwest Florida. She recommended I get the license, which I did. It opened a door as my sales career advanced for a move out to the East Coast of Florida. So I moved out to Fort Lauderdale, had the pleasure of working directly with group health brokers in a partnership capacity because I understood their world with my licensing. Right. And then in 2020, a company I was working for sold because of COVID, and it opened up the opportunity that combined with some family stuff going on with my parents, some medical stuff that started showing up, opened the door for my family to move back here to Southwest Florida. And that's when I dove into this full time as a financial professional.
That is great. That is, yeah. See, in life, you just follow the journey and you'll find your way.
Absolutely.
We all have, you kind of touched on a little bit there, but everybody kind of has a challenge along the way or obstacle along their journey, especially starting, you know, their own business. Is there something that happened along your journey that you can look back at now and say, you know what, maybe I'm in a better place now because of it?
Yeah. So for me, it was the medical issues, right? So I'm the oldest of 9 kids. I have the most amazing mom and dad that you could ask for. They raised me and my siblings with phenomenal work ethic, great faith, and a go-get-em attitude. And in 2020, my dad, who had been the sole income provider for our family for 30 plus years, was diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's. So I still had minor siblings at home, and going through that, and you know, to some extent still going through it, but those early several years definitely were something that not only grew me as a person, as I kind of stepped into a quasi father role for a lot of my younger siblings and helped to support my parents during this time of transition, mom going back to work, etc. But that was the real catalyst behind me saying, all right, I've got this license and I've had it and I've used it for the last several years, but could I use it in a way that prevented even one, you know, over the rest of my career, could I use it in a way that prevented one other family from experiencing what we went through kind of without a plan in place? Because unfortunately my parents didn't. And the incredible struggles that I've gone through, I definitely feel makes me a better professional and more empathetic to every single person I sit across from.
Yeah, you've personally experienced, you've been through it, you know what happens and whether you, when you don't plan. So now you can share that story and, you know, obviously prevent it, you know, hopefully prevent it for other people down the line. Are there any myths or maybe misconceptions around what you do that we could clear up for our listeners?
Yeah, I mean, as you can imagine, finance kind of touches on almost everything in life. So there's quite a few of them. I focus in on two, or I'd like to focus in on two. I would say the first one is that you have to have, you know, $500 million and a summer home on Jupiter before you can sit down with someone in the financial world and qualify for having a discussion. You know, that's kind of, you know, sitting down with 10 minutes left in the road trip and trying to figure out where you're going, which is definitely backwards. And granted, there are some guys in the profession who do specialize in, once you've accumulated assets, and they're just focused on that management piece. But there are lots of us in the world who really want to help from square one and put that plan in place, no matter what asset levels you're at or where you're at income wise.
It's important for everybody. Absolutely.
It is. It is. And the second myth that I like to highlight is, specifically since I started my financial career focusing on the insurance and the life insurance space, which is that a lot of people believe that, A, if you have it through work, you've got it and you don't need to think about it. And that was unfortunately my dad's experience, right? He had a great policy through work, but with the onset of his illness and then subsequently losing that job, he ended up with no insurance and simultaneously an inability to get more insurance because he wouldn't qualify for medical underwriting. So insurance and insurance, that's almost like a chess move, right? While the death benefit is incredibly important within a life insurance policy, it's one aspect of it. And every financial move should be done with a next move in mind.
Absolutely. So speaking of that, are you seeing any trends maybe in the industry, things that are changing or evolved?
Yeah, we are seeing a lot of trends. I mean, and they range greatly, right? From a rate increase standpoint, you know, participating insurance companies, life insurance companies, their dividend rates have gone up pretty steadily since the onset of COVID and since the Fed rates increases. So those are going up and performing incredibly well. We're also seeing a lot of really, really positive moves on the flexibility of life insurance policies. So they truly are tools where no matter where you're at financially or what your future goals are going to be, they're a phenomenal part of your overall strategy and can be very customized to an individual scenario.
Yeah, much so than it, I want to say, used to be back in the day. It's changed to be more accommodating for people in their situations, because there's a lot of different situations out there nowadays.
gone are the days when you can say that my retirement plan is to work for a company for 40 years and retire with a gold watch and a pension.
yep. Not happening. There you go. So I know working in the industry that you do demands a lot of time. Are there things that you enjoy doing outside of work?
Oh, absolutely. So sports always been a big part of my life. I was a competitive fencer through high school and college. That was my sport of choice. So I try and get out there and duel some people when I get a chance. I'm really big into fitness. You can usually find me in the gym or running almost every morning. And then, like I mentioned earlier, right, my wife and I, we've got four kids. So whenever we can take adventures with them, whether that's just to the beach or a larger travel, that's what we're usually doing.
There you go. Kids, you got to love it. And, a job like this allows you that ability to be able to spend time with your kids as well, too, which is great.
Absolutely.
So is there maybe one thing that our listeners don't know about what you do at Alliance Financial that maybe they should know?
Yeah, I think when you ask, if you ask 100 people, what is a financial professional do? I think most of them are going to touch on the growth piece and the investment piece. And then you'll have some who also focus in on the insurance planning as part of that journey. I think very, very few people know that there exists a niche of financial professionals who also include savings optimization strategies in that world. And to me, what that means is I was talking to one of our president of the firm actually this past week, and we were talking about how one of the most dangerous financial products in today's world is the checking account, ironically, because it's instant access to money that you don't have to physically hold and hand over and feel the pain of you know, Benjamin leaving your hand. So you get this instant access to your cash, and the older model of budgeting and setting a number at the beginning of the month and then reviewing at the end, in the sheer volume of transactions that occur over 30 days in our world, it makes budgeting incredibly difficult. Yep. So one of the things I do is I help clients put together different strategies that are kind of a hybrid of traditional budgeting, but also some new approaches that make it more passive, but also just more effective for today's world. And that is, your ability to save is the single best financial tool you can implement, bar none. And it's all in your control and it doesn't cost anything. So it's where I like to start the conversation.
Absolutely. And you touched on it too, with the whole digital age, with the ease of access, a click of a button, your money's somewhere else. And it's, you know, gone are the days of actually writing a check.
Oh my gosh. I had to pay with cash in Publix yesterday. And I swear the guy behind me was just evil eyeing me the whole time, because it took, you know, 15 seconds longer than if I had thrown my card in the machine.
Right. I know, it's where we're in that society now where it's all about time and, you know, how can I do things quickly as possible? So,
Yep.
So how would our listeners go about contacting you if they wanted to learn more or had a situation they needed to get taken care of?
Well, hey, I'm always available via phone. You can call me, text me, 239-990-3142. My offices, I'm either sitting in Fort Myers, which we've got an office off of Metro. We've also got an office down in Tamiami Trail for our Naples neighbors. Okay. And you can email me at mjones@afgfl.com. So, whole bunch of different ways.
I love it. I love it. Mark, it's been a pleasure getting to know you, and thank you for being such a good neighbor. And we hope to see you out in the community soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Jim. I really appreciate this opportunity.
Yep. Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Astera. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpastero.com. That's gnpastero.com. Or call 239-296-2621.